Chapter 8. Planes of Correspondence. As above, so below. As below, so above. The Kybalion. The second great Hermetic principle embodies the truth that there is a harmony, agreement, and correspondence between the several planes of manifestation, life, and being. This truth is a truth because all that is included in the universe emanates from the same source, and the same laws, principles, and characteristics apply to each unit or combination of units of activity as each manifests its own phenomena upon its own plane. For the purpose of convenience of thought and study, the Hermetic philosophy considers that the universe may be divided into three great classes of phenomena known as the three great planes, namely, 1. The great physical plane, 2. The great mental plane, 3. The great spiritual plane. These divisions are more or less artificial and arbitrary, for the truth is that all of the three divisions are but ascending degrees of the great scale of life, the lowest point of which is undifferentiated matter, and the highest point that of spirit. And moreover, the different planes shade into each other, so that no hard and fast division may be made between the higher phenomenon of the physical and the lower of the mental, or between the higher of the mental and the lower of the physical. In short, these great planes may be regarded as three great groups of degrees of life manifestation. While the purposes of this little book do not allow us to enter into an extended discussion of or explanation of the subject of these different planes, still, we think it well to give a general description of the same at this point. At the beginning, we may as well consider the question so often asked by the neophyte who desires to be informed regarding the meaning of the word plane, which term has been freely used and very poorly explained in many recent works upon the subject of occultism. The question is generally about as follows. Is a plane a place having dimensions, or is it merely a condition or state? We answer, no, not a place, nor ordinary dimension of space, and yet more than a state or condition. It may be considered as a state or condition, and yet the state or condition is a degree of dimension in a scale subject to measurement. Somewhat paradoxical, is it not? But let us examine the matter. A dimension, you know, is a measure in a straight line relating to measure, etc. The ordinary dimensions of space are length, breadth, and height, or perhaps length, breadth, height, thickness, or circumference. But there is another dimension of created things, or measure in a straight line, known to occultists and to scientists as well, although the latter have not as yet applied the term dimension to it. And this new dimension, which, by the way, is the much speculated about fourth dimension and is a standard used in determining the degrees or planes. This fourth dimension may be called the dimension of vibration. It is a fact well known to modern science, as well as to the Hermetists who have embodied the truth in their third Hermetic principle, that everything is in motion, everything vibrates, nothing is at rest. From the highest manifestation to the lowest, everything and all things vibrate. Not only do they vibrate at different rates of motion, but in different directions and in a different manner. The degrees of the rate of vibrations constitutes the degrees of measurement on the scale of vibrations. In other words, the degrees of the fourth dimension. And these degrees form what occultists call planes. The higher the degree of rate of vibration, the higher the plane, and so the higher the manifestation of life occupying that plane. So that while a plane is not a place, nor yet a state or condition, yet it possesses qualities common to both. We shall have more to say regarding the subject of the scale of vibrations in our next lessons, in which we shall consider the Hermetic principle of vibration. You will kindly remember, however, that the three great planes are not actual divisions of the phenomena of the universe, but merely arbitrary terms used by the Hermetists in order to aid in the thought and study of the various degrees and forms of universal activity in life. The atom of matter, the unit of force, the mind of man, and the being of the archangel are all but degrees in one scale, and all fundamentally the same, the difference being solely a matter of degree and rate of vibration. All are creations of the All and have their existence solely within the infinite mind of the All. The Hermetists subdivide each of the three great planes into seven minor planes, and each of these latter are also subdivided into seven subplanes, all divisions being more or less arbitrary, shading into each other, and adopted merely for convenience of scientific study and thought. The great physical plane and its seven minor planes is that division of the phenomena of the universe which includes all that relates to physics or material things, forces and manifestations. It includes all forms of that which we call matter, and all forms of that which we call energy or force. But you must remember that the Hermetic philosophy does not recognize matter as a thing in itself, or having a separate existence even in the mind of the All. The teachings are that matter is but a form of energy, that is, energy at a low rate of vibrations of a certain kind. And accordingly, the Hermetists classify matter under the head of energy and give to it three of the seven minor planes of the great physical plane. These seven minor physical planes are as follows. 1. The plane of matter A. 2. The plane of matter B. 3. The plane of matter C. 4. The plane of ethereal substance. 5. The plane of energy A. 6. The plane of energy B. 7. The plane of energy C. The plane of matter A comprises the forms of matter in its forms of solids, liquids, and gases, as generally recognized by textbooks on physics. The plane of matter B comprises certain higher and more subtle forms of matter of the existence, of which modern science is but now recognizing, the phenomena of radiant matter, in its phases of radium, etc., belonging to the lower subdivision of this minor plane. The plane of matter C comprises forms of the most subtle and tenuous matter, the existence of which is not suspected by ordinary scientists. The plane of ethereal substance comprises that which science speaks of as the ether, a substance of extreme tenuity and elasticity, pervading all universal space and acting as a medium for the transmission of waves and energy, such as light, heat, electricity, etc. This ethereal substance forms a connecting link between matter, so-called, and energy, and partakes of the nature of each. The Hermetic teachings, however, instruct that this plane has seven subdivisions, as have all of the minor planes, and that in fact there are seven ethers instead of but one. Next, above the plane of ethereal substance, comes the plane of energy A, which comprises the ordinary forms of energy known to science, its seven subplanes being, respectively, heat, light, magnetism, electricity, and attraction, including gravitation, cohesion, chemical affinity, etc., and several other forms of energy indicated by scientific experiments, but not as yet named or classified. The plane of energy B comprises seven subplanes of higher forms of energy not as yet discovered by science, but which have been called nature's finer forces, and which are called into operation in manifestations of certain forms of mental phenomena, and by which such phenomena becomes possible. The plane of energy C comprises seven subplanes of energy so highly organized that it bears many of the characteristics of life, but which is not recognized by the minds of men on the ordinary plane of development, being available for the use on the beings of the spiritual plane alone. Such energy is unthinkable to ordinary men and may be considered almost as the divine power. The beings employing the same are as gods compared even to the highest human types known to us. The great mental plane comprises those forms of living things known to us in ordinary life, as well as certain other forms not so well known except to the occultist. The classification of the seven minor mental planes is more or less satisfactory and arbitrary unless accompanied by elaborate explanations which are foreign to the purpose of this particular work. But we may as well mention them. They are as follows. 1. The plane of mineral mind. 2. The plane of elemental mind, A. 3. The plane of plant mind. 4. The plane of elemental mind, B. 5. The plane of animal mind. 6. The plane of elemental mind, C. 7. The plane of human mind. The plane of mineral mind comprises the states or conditions of the units or entities, or groups and combinations of the same, which animate the forms known to us as minerals, chemicals, etc. These entities must not be confounded with the molecules, atoms, and corpuscles themselves, the latter being merely the material bodies or forms of these entities, just as a man's body is but his material form and not himself. These entities may be called souls in one sense and are living beings of a low degree of development, life, and mind, just a little more than the units of living energy which comprise the higher subdivisions of the highest physical plane. The average mind does not generally attribute the possession of mind, soul, or life to the mineral kingdom, but all occultists recognize the existence of the same, and modern science is rapidly moving forward to the point of view of the Hermetic in this respect. The molecules, atoms, and corpuscles have their loves and hates, likes and dislikes, attractions and repulsions, affinities and non-affinities, etc. And some of the more daring of modern scientific minds have expressed the opinion that the desire and will, emotions and feelings of the atoms differ only in degree from those of men. We have no time or space to argue this matter here. All occultists know it to be a fact, and others are referred to some of the more recent scientific works for outside corroboration. There are the usual seven subdivisions to this plane. The plane of elemental mind A comprises the state or condition and degree of mental and vital development of a class of entities unknown to the average man, but recognized to occultists. They are invisible to the ordinary senses of man, but nevertheless exist and play their part of the drama of the universe. Their degree of intelligence is between that of the mineral and chemical entities on the one hand, and of the entities of the plant kingdom on the other. There are seven subdivisions to this plane also. The plane of plant mind and its seven subdivisions, comprising the kingdoms of the plant world, the vital and mental phenomena of which is fairly well understood by the average intelligent person. Many new and interesting scientific works regarding mind and life in plants having been published during the last decade.